Right now, we'd like to welcome trumpeter and composer Eric Jacobson to the KCSM studios. Good afternoon, my man.
Good afternoon, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Why don't you come on and step up to that mic a little bit?
Is that better?
Yeah, you know, I don't... It doesn't surprise me that you were 2 feet away from the mic, because most trumpeters are that far back from the
microphone. Yeah, unless they want to get that Freddie Hubbard burying the bell in the microphone sound.
Exactly. It's like you're inside the horn, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here in the studio. And back in the Bay Area, I understand you've been doing the whole musician's lifestyle, the nomadic lifestyle, traveling around the country, touching down in New Orleans, and most recently in Brooklyn, where you've got to spend some time out there, over 5 years or so in Brooklyn.
Yeah, 5 years in Brooklyn, 4 years in New Orleans, mm-hmm. and 3 years in a small town in Ohio called Oberlin.
That's right. That's right. Great school out there.
Very good school, yeah. It was great. And, mm-hmm. and I'm happy to be back in the Bay Area, and it's where I'm from, and all my folks are out here, and it's a great jazz scene, and just... enjoying it.
Yeah, exactly. And we should let folks know that you are originally from Berkeley, California.
Mm-hmm.
And you went through the Berkeley High School program.
Yes, I did.
What was Ham teaching already?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Yeah, Ham's been there a while.
Yeah, he's been there a while. I graduated in 91, and it was a great 4 years. Got to play with some great musicians there.
Yeah. Who else was in the program at the time?
My freshman year, John T. Smith, a great guitar player who I think is now down in L.A. producing pop records from what I hear.
Wow.
He was there, and he was winning all the awards. And then Joshi Marshall and Gavin DeStasi were there.
Mm-hmm.
And Seth Ducey was there, a great trumpet player. And my year was Quito Gamble.
Yep.
Janos Lustig, Teodoros Avery was there
That's
our senior
right.
year. And
those names that you mentioned, many of those folks are continuing to do wonderful works today.
They're all still involved in music in one way or another.
What do you think it is about the Berkeley High School jazz program that spawns so many great musicians?
I think it's definitely the fact that it starts educating students at a very early age. You know, I started playing jazz in fourth grade.
Wow.
That was thanks to Dick Whittington and Bob Ciccona at Malcolm X Elementary School, and the Phil Hardiman program carried on. So, and by the time I got to high school, it was kind of like, you know, you looked up to these people who had just graduated. Josh Redman had just graduated, and he was like, you know, everybody was talking about him. And, you know, so it's you aspire, and you're inspired by these players that you're, you know, playing with, and it's a great, great system.
Yeah, so you keep good company, and that just raises the bar,
Yeah,
we're speaking with Eric Jacobson in studio. I'm Chris Cortez. It's Midday Jazz. And you got a gig coming up over at Jazz at Pearls in the city, and that's a Thursday night.
That's right. I'm very excited about it. It's my first gig there as a leader, and I've been playing with the Monday Night Big Band, which is great, but this is a chance to play my own tunes, and it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned you started listening to jazz, and your exposure to jazz was pretty early, fourth grade. My goodness, what were you listening to at that time?
Well, actually, I got a chance to play with Dick Whittington, the great piano player, recently, and I reminded him that he gave me a copy of Miles Davis.
Yeah.
A tape that had Miles Davis and Eric Dolphy. So I loved that stuff, even from fourth grade. And, of course, my mom also played like a lot of Miles Davis, and she bought me... Or she actually took out from the Berkeley Public Library some Duke Ellingtons and Count Basie, and said, if you're going to like get into jazz, this is the stuff you should check out. So
that's fantastic.
Thanks to her for that.
Yeah, quite an exposure at an early age, and hearing all that great music had a great effect on you now. Now, we mentioned Brooklyn. That's where you've been over the last 5 years or so?
I was there until 2003.
2003.
Yeah,
okay.
98 to 2003 I was in Brooklyn, and just wanted to go to New York and like check it out, and figured I should do it while I'm relatively young and
that's right.
Well, willing to you know, play for tips in the East Village, and you know, it was great. I learned a lot, you know, more than I can say, really.
Yeah, in that 5 years, I'm sure you were immersed in so many different kinds of music.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing just getting a chance to do sessions like two or three times a week. So I lived with a piano player and a sax player, and we had a drum set, and we lived in Brooklyn, and like every day we'd have people over and play, and that was the main thing there, was just playing all the time and like challenging yourself to play, is you know, difficult tunes, people's originals,
yep.
your own tunes, and it was a really great experience. I'm very glad I went.
That's a great point that you mentioned, that you moved to Brooklyn and experienced that while you were young.
You know, yes.
You got to do it when you can survive on Top Ramen. And
exactly. That was the reason I did it then.
Yeah. So financially, it wasn't very rewarding, but...
Yeah, I actually was there when 2001, mm-hmm. you know, in the World Trade Center, and things were actually going fairly well musically up until then, but then the musical scene and the gig scene just like dropped out and there was no more work. But up until then, the dot-com boom, there was a lot of work when I got there.
That's so true. So there was no shortage of pickup gigs.
Yeah.
Now tell us about your group, the group that you were playing with out there called Vista.
That was a band that I formed with my two roommates, Dan Pratt, saxophone player, and Andrew Dare, piano player, mm-hmm. and our two neighbors who lived both within a block radius in Park Slope, Brooklyn. And there was a chance for us to like write our own tunes and play at places like Detour and the Knitting Factory and
Great.
The C-Note. And we were just kind of like struggling to like, you know, break out and play as much as possible. And so we recorded a record and, you know, I guess it's 7 or 8 years later. I think it still sounds really good. I'm really proud of it.
Let's check it out. This is a Pratt original called Wrong Number. You want to set it up for us, or you want to let it roll, and then we'll talk about it after?
Yeah, Dan Pratt, who wrote it, he had a number that people kept on calling for, and for some reason they got the wrong number. So this is, I guess, a musical description of that.
Let's check it out. Vista with our guest, Eric Jacobson, who performs with his band Thursday night over at Jazz at Pearls. This is Jazz 91, KCSN.